What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Black Hollywood Lives Next, where we focus on who's next, who's popping in the industry. Today, we have a special guest, LA's very own actor and model, Mariah Johnson, in the building. We're going to talk White Man Can't Jump, A-Rod's new hosting venture, and two new songs that Khalil's going to feature to us. All this and more coming up next. Yay! Slow down a little bit. This is Mariah's pick. Who is this, Mariah?
Isaiah Rashad.
Isaiah Rashad. Where is Isaiah from?
I believe he's from Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken.
Tennessee.
Definitely from the
Khalil's,
South.
Khalil's feeling this a little bit.
I'm with it.
I like
I'm going to have
too.
To go look him up after this.
Yeah, he's definitely from the South. Wherever he's from.
Slowing it down on this nice Thursday. Catch a vibe with us here at Black Hollywood Live. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Black Hollywood Lives Next. I'm so excited to be here. I know I'm excited to have Khalil here
yes.
with me today on time.
I didn't get cussed out today, guys.
No, he sure did it.
Cussed out all of 2017.
It's okay.
Today,
New Year, you made it. Thank you, Khalil. I'm your host, Raina Ale. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale. To my left, we have our guest, Mariah. Can you let us know where we can find you on Instagram or your Twitter and social media handles?
My Instagram handle is I am Mariah J. That's I am MORIAHJ. And my Twitter is _MariahJ.
Make sure you guys follow up.
Snapchat is just _Mojo. That's the behind the scenes.
Oh, that's
behind.
See, that's the that's
little private side.
Yeah, I don't see. You can't give them the snap. Snap is reserved. That's for the homies.
I post it all the time. I got
oh
a lot
my
of
god.
Snap.
Okay.
And Khalil, where can we find you?
Khalil with Boo Boo, Twitter and Instagram. Holla at me.
Holla at him, and make sure you follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online on Instagram, on Twitter, and make sure you tune into our show every Thursday nights at 6 o'clock. Okay. So let's just go ahead and get into our interview. So you might have seen Mariah on Baldwin Hills, mm-hmm. And now you are an actor.
Yes.
Can you talk about that transition?
Actor.
Did you an actor?
An
actor.
Man, in Baldwin Hills, is that what started your acting like bug? Or
yeah, I mean that was my first real taste of acting. It wasn't something I was pursuing at the time, but it kind of fell into my lap. Initially, I was playing basketball at Crenshaw, and then a situation came up where I had the opportunity to go get interviewed for the show, and went from there. So then 3 seasons later, and then I went to college, and now I'm back out here trying to pursue it.
What did you study in college?
In college, I studied occupational therapy.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now you're just doing acting. Are you doing anything?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm doing part-time occupational therapy. I got my master's, so I got to use it.
Oh,
I got to use it.
Nice.
Yeah, I got to use it. So I'm doing part-time occupational therapy, putting some money in my pocket while I chase the acting. So
cool. Yeah. So we do actually have a clip of your commercial. Can you kind of give us, before we play this, can you kind of give us a little background on this commercial? It's Line 204.
Yes, Line 204. Actually, Josh is the my brother is the one who slipped me the audition. Somebody gave it to him, but he was busy that day. And so he told me to go in. It was actually for like the age was 30 to 40 or 40 to 50. And I'm like, I'm not going to get this. And then I just went anyways and just tried it. But it's a pretty fun commercial to do. It took a all day, but it was fun. The product was fun.
I wonder, do we have that commercial to share?
I don't see it. Is it in the rundown?
Yes.
I'll find it.
But before we get into that, was that your first commercial?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was actually an online commercial. This year I'm pushing for like a national type commercial. I'm with an agency now. Just got new headshots. Gonna get into commercial classes in the next month. So I'm really going after it.
And then talk about Choir. Choir. No, that's a play that are in.
So Choir is a play by Jack Lightsey. That's who produced it. That's who wrote it. Excellent dude. It was a joy to work for him. We have another show coming up June 17th, Father's Day weekend. Our last show was December 4th, and I got no bad reviews. Everybody loved it. I played a character named Jojo, a teenager who's struggling with growing up, and it's kind of like a church play, kind of, but dealing with real world situations. You know what I mean? They don't sugarcoat it. Dealing with weed and sex and all that kind of stuff. But we have another show coming up June 17th on Father's Day weekend. So,
and where can we watch this?
I'm not sure the venue. The venue was I'm drawing a blank here. The venue was in LA, yeah. And I'm not sure if it's going to be at the same venue or not.
But if you follow his Instagram and Twitter, or Instagram and Snapchat, you'll know where.
I'm be blowing that up. Yeah, I'm going to post it up.
Do we have his commercial?
We got it.
Okay,
ready?
Cool. Yes. Great. We're going to watch his commercial real quick. It's
like the Twilight Zone.
Exactly. Same old
thing. Florence Babbitt, producer. She's lost an unchanging sameness. From stage to stage, studio to studio, one uncomfortable place after another.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you're gonna
this
pop
is the story
out.
Of the same old becoming the brand new. And it doesn't happen in any Twilight Zone. It happens right here, right now.
Take 204, marker.
And action.
Action.
Are you singing?
No, that's not. There's something else, gosh. I step in here just to take a little break. And then when I get in here...
You just want
to
break out?
God, tell me about it.
Wouldn't these 18-hour days be so much better if we had somewhere better to sit?
Something comfortable would be amazing.
Or anything.
Or a place to put our stuff on.
I guess we're just meant to suffer.
You maybe, but not me.
There
it
Someone
is.
Someone should like make a portal That's or it. Something where you can choose your own client lounges.
That'd be a good idea.
Then talent and agency wouldn't have to suffer like we do.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. Imagine if you could see things in real time. You could satisfy all your needs in one place.
That'd be clutch.
Yeah, snag that.
Right?
Oh, is that even possible?
It is here.
The answer to a prayer.
Now this is what I'm talking about.
Dude, this is awesome.
It's like a dream.
Nice bit.
Yes, Florence, it is a dream. But a dream come true. Nice, huh? There is a dimension beyond that known to Hollywood production.
Wait for the money shot.
With a selection so special.
Wait for the money shot.
You'll swear
there
it was created by Bunch
of okay.
That's going on the real, baby.
There it goes.
Created by Line 204. And it's known as the Client Lounge.
This is Southern Hospitality.
Wow. Okay. And that was your first one.
Yeah, that was my first one. Yeah. I was kind of surprised I got it because the age they were looking for. But hey, that just taught me.
It don't matter.
Yeah, just go for it.
Yeah.
You got to just show up.
You
got
to go for it.
That's what it taught me.
You said you played basketball before, so did that athlete mentality, are you using that to attack or to get into the acting world as well? Is it similar?
Most definitely. The work ethic part of it, knowing I can always do something to improve my craft, always. There's always something I could do. Never taking no for an answer. Just always trying to perfect what I do. So, most definitely.
So, what other things are you interested in besides acting? Do you have any hidden talents that you can share with us?
Hidden. I recently started painting. I did a nice little mural for my niece. I just finished up not too long ago, like this week or last week.
Do you have a picture? I want to see.
It's on the gram. let me check my photo.
Again, you got to follow that gram.
Look, I am Mariah J. Let me see. Oh, there we go.
Guys, actor, you model too. Right?
Yeah, I do a little modeling.
Oh, this is really good.
Yeah, that's my niece.
Family man.
Y'all probably can't. Y'all probably can't see that. I know.
Jeez, that's dope.
But I like to write poetry. I like to sing in the shower or in the car.
What you singing?
I'm singing.
What you singing right now?
Music Soul Child right now. Ooh, I might. Frank Ocean, I try to hit that vocal range.
Okay.
So that might be the my go-to. If I'm trying to sing something. Frank. You know, I'm not performing. I'm just
right, right, singing. Right.
But I can draw poetry, art.
This is just a renaissance just, man.
Yeah, but I did different sports and another played piano a little bit. Oh, trumpet. Gosh. Trumpet was like really my instrument. That's how I know how to whistle so well.
Trumpet.
Yeah.
Wow. So. That's nice. Guys, actor, we have a model, painter, singer. I mean, what don't you do?
Yeah.
Do you rap?
I don't rap. I could freestyle every once in a while.
I won't put you on the spot.
And if I hit one, you gotta hit one.
Oh. I mean,
look.
Khalil can. No, stop. I'm not doing anything. Nope. Okay. That's not me. Okay. Go rap.
She said she's gonna stay in her lane.
I'm gonna stay in my lane. I can't. So I'll just rap the words from RJ. That would be bad.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Upcoming projects. Can you share with us if it's like something that you can give us or where we can like watch you?
Actually, me and two of my friends, John and Sean, are developing a cooking show.
Really?
Yeah, my friend John is a chef. I believe he said he went to the Cordon Bleu, but he's a chef, like legit chef. He's not okay. Just one of them dudes that says he could cook.
Right.
Not your uncle. You know what I mean? he can cook, so he's gonna.
He's not Salt Bae.
Nah. But he's
did
gonna.
You see him pull a bone out the rib like that? That is talent, though. I mean,
nah. And I saw one video. He cooked some meat with some other meat. It was like, how do you cook meat on top of meat?
You gotta let both of the juices get in each other.
I guess.
Cross contamination. I don't know.
I guess, you know what I mean. But so he'll be teaching us some dishes, and we'll probably start up a YouTube channel. We're gonna call it Yes Chef.
Yes Chef.
Yeah, we got a couple meals planned out already. And
so what's gonna be your role on it?
I'm just gonna be the student, and you know, comic relief. Him and Sean tend to butt heads a lot, which is gonna be the funny part, but I'm gonna be there to provide some comic relief and calm everything down and center back to the
you gotta let us try some of the dishes.
Oh, most definitely.
We're trying to come in for at least one episode.
Oh yeah,
try a dish.
Most definitely. If y'all wanna come through,
salt it up. Look, whatever we gotta do.
Love it.
Yeah. Do y'all know how to cook?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Let me tell you.
I'm not professional, all but right. I mean, I know how to. Look, I definitely like to learn lessons from Sean John.
Or boy, look,
Sean John.
Sean and John, right?
Or yeah, something. No. His name is John. John's a chef, so.
John. I'm always who is Sean?
Sean is my other homeboy. He's our friend.
But he's in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean, I knew what I was talking about.
Yes, you did. Okay. Yeah, man, let me tell you. I make a mean bowl of cereal.
Oh, for real?
Man, I get some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh,
and
dog.
I put some milk in there.
Dog.
And it's like the perfect balance between. Because, you know, you can't have it get too soggy, but then at the same time.
Do you put cereal first or add the milk first?
I put the cereal first.
That's what I do. Some people put the milk first.
No, and you can't do that.
I've never heard
that's
of that.
Craziness. No,
that's those people are nuts.
Those people are nuts.
Don't ever trust anyone who pours the milk before.
Right. Never trust.
Pour the milk first.
Right. I pour the cereal first, then the milk. I let it get a little soggy crunch.
You like the soggy?
I don't like it too crunchy.
I don't like it too soggy, actually.
Yeah. I'm not too soggy.
Do you guys add some fruit into your cereal?
Fruit.
I might have.
Like bananas, strawberries.
Fruit. If I was feeling freaky one morning, I might have some strawberries and blueberries or something. But, you know, not on occasion. Not regularly.
What's your dish that, I guess, like your signature dish?
My signature dish. If you watch my Snapchat, you'll see a bunch of dishes. I'd say breakfast. I like to cook breakfast, pancakes, bacon, and eggs.
Okay.
Not everybody.
So you bring your girl breakfast in bed.
Oh, there it is.
There it is, lady.
Not everybody can cook.
We were just talking about breakfast.
Bacon the right way, you know what I mean?
Ladies would want to hear that he can cook and sing and act.
Well, there you go. You heard it.
And all that stuff and paint.
I mean,
and rap.
Why did you say that when I said cereal?
Khalil can do the same.
Why did you do that when I said cereal? I said I could bring cereal.
I just said Khalil can do the same, lady.
My boy can bring a bowl of cereal to bed.
I'm just lucky I have two men in here by myself. Raylan's not here holding it down with me, but. We got some two guys here who can do it all.
Yeah. Well, you know.
is some word of advice that you can give an aspiring actor?
One word of advice that I can give is, well, it's two part. It would be to remain humble and to always show gratitude. And I think those are two things that will keep you progressing in your career. People always like somebody who listens, somebody who doesn't think they know it all or are too good for a certain part. At the same time, they appreciate somebody who appreciates opportunity, mm-hmm. you know. So I think that word of advice will take somebody really far. And, of course, you know, with the work hard and, you know, keep your nose to the grind and all that kind of stuff. But humility and gratitude take you a long way.
So, because, I mean, you're still breaking into the industry and mm-hmm. you're learning yourself. Is it pretty, I guess, difficult? Or how would you describe the acting world? Just don't intimidate the up-and-coming actors.
Oh, I mean,
but how would you describe it to somebody who's, like, interested into doing it?
It's for sure a grind.
Okay.
It's something that you have to invest time and money into as far mm-hmm. as classes go and, you know, developing your resume. The time piece is like, you know, doing extra work maybe on a show or something. And basically just paying your dues, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What actors do you look up to?
Denzel. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I just saw Magnificent Seven. I've seen The Equalizer. It's just, he just owns it, man.
Yeah.
I saw Fences. Fences was good. Now, a lot of people don't like it because they didn't like the... I don't want to spoil it.
It's okay. I'm probably going to see it tomorrow, so.
You saw it?
No, I didn't, but it's cool. Go for it.
Well, it's kind of like a play. They filmed it like the play still, so the dialogue is a lot of, like, just talking and mm-hmm. not a lot of space in between the words, and it's not a lot of different settings. It's like the backyard, the house. The opening scene is, like, driving around the city, but a lot of people didn't like that for some reason.
I knew that part, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Just from people saying it on Facebook.
Yeah, so they said it's kind of like a play. I didn't mind it. I went with my homeboy. He cried. My homeboy
it's
cried.
I'm going to cry. I know I'm going to cry then.
My homeboy cried.
What did you say when you saw him crying?
I said, dog, are you crying? We was in a movie theater. We was in a homegirl. She was in his face like, are you crying? Are you crying?
You crying?
And he was getting pissed. Like, stop asking me if I'm crying. You see me crying.
So it's a sad movie.
It has its parts. It's an impactful movie, I'd say. It's not too sad, but it's heavy.
Yeah. Favorite Denzel movie?
Training Day.
Yes.
Okay.
I knew.
Okay, respect.
Dog. Training Day. I would copy that last scene all the time.
There's actually, I don't know if you know that, there's a Training Day TV show coming out, I think.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure on CBS.
Yeah. Hey, I think, like, soon.
Soon.
And by soon, I mean, like, this month.
I hope it's as good
as
the movie.
Next month. Yeah.
Well, I mean, since, you know, I don't know, the movie is just great.
Yeah.
You can't really touch it.
Oh, yeah. You can't.
At all. But
have you ever seen Ricochet?
Ricochet? No, I haven't.
Watch Ricochet.
Okay, that's a good Denzel?
John Lithgow and Denzel. He's a cop.
Okay, I'm going to check that out.
I love Denzel.
Who's that? Is that you, God?
That's our voice of God. That's our voice of God.
Okay. No, yeah, I'm going to check that out. I'm a huge fan of Denzel, though. That's somebody I look up to, and he's always just really submerged in all his parts. Every part he does, so...
Yeah, Denzel Trinity's best.
And his character off screen, I respect him. You know what I mean? You know, he's not afraid to call the news out. He had an interview with somebody and said the news does a lot of, you know, not telling the truth and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's big for, as somebody who's as big as Denzel, to call out the media the way he did and just speak the truth. Just tell the truth. Like Will Smith said.
If you had the opportunity to do a play Denzel, can you give us your best Denzel impression?
Oh, Lord.
Come on, put him on the spot.
Yeah, you definitely did.
Denzel could be watching this, and if there's like a movie that they want to make after him, like, I want him to make be my Lil Denzel.
Lil Denzel. I love
Lil Denzel.
I gotta get into character. Hold on, one second.
Okay, hold on, guys.
It's going to be a Training Day.
It has to be Training Day.
The last scene.
This is my getting into character. We're getting in there.
Damn. It's that last scene, but I...
You can curse on here. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to skip the cuss part.
No, man. Do what you got to do.
Oh, Lord. I don't want to cuss on here. I can't cuss on here. So he says...
Jay!
That's the one. I figured he said something about King Kong. He says, "You be playing basketball in Pelican Bay. 23-hour lockdown. Shoot program, nigga."
There you go.
Don't he say that?
Yeah, he, okay. did, he did say that.
Yeah.
He did say
Shoot
that.
Shoot program, nigga.
Woo! Yes, and that's just a little snippet of what you would see.
That was
nothing. We just put him on the spot.
Right.
But Denzel, if you're watching this, you should. If you're not, he should play a little Denzel.
Let me know.
So since there's a Training Day TV show, there's also another movie that, you know, they're trying to make a remake out of. Mm-hmm. I want to get you guys' thoughts on it. White Men Can't Jump.
Is that stereotype
classic
still hold true today?
What's the
No. No.
There's some white men that can jump.
No, white men out there can really jump.
So there's some talks of a remake. I think it actually is in production right now.
Uh-huh.
There is one. They were thinking about what stood out to me is having Blake Griffin play the white guy.
Is he white?
I don't know.
I mean,
I'd rather see another actor, another white actor that we don't know can hoop like my boy can.
Yeah, but like, what? How do you guys feel about these remakes, you know, of the
original?
Is this one of those movies that you cannot touch?
No, this is a classic. I
don't know if I'm for this.
Yeah,
I'm not for real.
Like, you cannot touch Love and Basketball. No remakes.
What about Space Jam?
I mean, they did. Honey. What was the hip hop one?
For Love and Basketball.
It was but it was like a hip hop version. And Erykah Badu did this song. There you know you. Rock my world. Yes, you know
that's good vocals, though. That's good vocals.
Good job.
The Erykah Badu song with Common on it, TikTok, y'all, and it don't stop.
Was it like beat, low y'all. Budget or what?
No. We're going to come back. I'm going to look it up.
But is this a movie that you shouldn't make a remake for?
I'm not excited to see it.
I
want to see how they do it, but I'm not like, oh, I got to see that. They're making another one? Oh, I got to see. Especially because my dad played Raymond. Oh, yeah. Legendary.
What?
So if they do the remake, they got to get either my dad
or
they got to get me.
Okay.
Raymond, so yeah.
You have someone that can play Raymond, guys. I don't know. He said, if there were going to be... I saw a couple articles... For someone who would play Wesley would be
Brown Sugar is not Love and Basketball. I mean, not a remake, but it's the hip hop version of Love and Basketball. It's basically the hip hop version of it.
No, yeah.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry, Quincy and Monica.
We're gonna do a poll. If y'all agree, put it in the comments.
Is Brown Sugar a hip hop version of Love and Basketball?
Love and Basketball is already black, though. It's not really. Hip hop.
Well, no, it was because Love and Basketball was about basketball.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
About hip hop.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
I thought you were just talking about because Sanaa Lathan was in both movies.
Nah, I just meant the subject matter.
So retweet if you're with Khalil, like if you're with Raina.
Oh my God. But, I don't know if I'm for that Love and Basketball.
White Man Can't Jump.
Are they going to name it White Man Can't Jump too?
From what I read, yes.
Or they should call a white man still can't jump. Or something.
That would be, okay. Still can't jump.
Still
yeah, okay.
Jump.
But white man could definitely dunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, the stereotype. I think the stereotype was bigger when this movie came out than today. So,
So, I guess the verdict is no remake for White Man Can't Jump.
They're going to do it. I'm just not
they're
excited
gonna do
about
it.
They're
going to do it, but we're not.
I'm not here for it.
Yeah.
We're not here for it.
Just like the Space Jam. You heard about that?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
LeBron, right?
I was thinking they should have got Kobe.
Thank you.
Don't that make more sense?
Nah.
Thank you.
I'm good on that.
Michael Jordan was retired when he did that movie, right?
Oh.
That's all I'm saying. Then.
Oh.
Yeah.
The remake of Space Jam?
Yeah.
And so Kobe's retired now.
LeBron apparently is the Michael Jordan.
Is it the same exact movie? They're just putting...
They'll probably change it up a little bit.
Yeah, they're going to change it up a lot. But you can't touch it.
Yeah, it's a tough one. That's, what was it, 97?
Mm-hmm.
That's 20, that's 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
20 years ago. Dang.
That's so crazy.
I got a basketball Jones, hey, ooh, baby. Hey, ooh. Hey. Basketball Jones.
Hey, sing it, man.
I don't know the words.
Oh my God.
I don't know the words.
I'm pulling your black card.
Anyways. Well, yeah. So no Space Jam 2. We're not for White Men Can't Jump 2.
But I mean, if it might be good. You know, I'm not going to knock it, but...
We'll see.
If they cast him, he'll be for it.
Yeah, well, you know. But I'm just excited. I don't know how they're going to change it up to, you know, make it more interesting, but...
We'll see. I mean, Hollywood, it's very creative, yeah. So we'll see how it
when
goes.
When they want to be.
When they want to be. Another, I guess, news for next in casting, A-Rod is working on a show. The working title for now is Back in the Game. It's co-produced by Michael Strahan. So it's about former athletes in financial distress, and they're pairing them with money-savvy mentors to get them back on their feet. So basically, you know, starting a new business, finding a second career, getting them out of debt. So this is a new, A-Rod hasn't, you know, given out the date yet, but I thought it was pretty interesting to have. What are your thoughts about this show?
That's an interesting concept.
I want to be on it.
Because it's a big problem with a lot of professional athletes. They come into the game really young, not as much money, then they get a truckload of money, and like the next day, and it's like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. And then you got friends and family asking for handouts. Yep. You blowing it on stuff, trying to, you know, not that I know.
Just what I heard.
Me too. But, I think it'd be good, especially for young athletes to see this show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see the effects of what
point.
It looks like to blow your money and not use it wisely. And also on the flip side, to see how to manage it.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's a good point. What athletes do you guys think would be featured in the show? That have actually, you know, gone through some financial struggles.
Oh,
I don't know that anywhere.
Cause I know
football player.
I feel like we haven't heard anything about anybody.
Not lately.
Going crazy.
Not lately, but
I think they used to talk about like Allen Iverson, but he's, as far as I know, he's straight.
What about T.O.?
Ocho
Cinco. I think they're fine.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, who...
I wonder who they're going to have on the show.
That's what I'm trying to... I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But it's a good show for...
Definitely a good idea. Yeah. I think that, you know, athletes getting money at a young age, you're going to spend it on the bottles.
Yeah, they don't have anybody to teach them, like, okay, this is... Invest your money in this.
But I'm interested in... Shouldn't there be, like, mentors already with the team during? Is
there do you I guys wouldn't be with? Surprised if there wasn't already, and they just, like... Fuck it, I'm gonna do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Was it your dad? Is he a current coach, right?
No, my dad is a
former player.
Yeah, former player. Yeah.
So yeah, I wonder what do you think he would think about this?
I think he would appreciate a show like this.
Speaking of athletes, are you into fantasy football at all?
Not so much. I have friends that are like diehard.
Yeah.
But I tell them leave me out of the conversation because it's...
Whoa. For your friends that are like diehard guys for it, tell them they should check out DraftKings.com.
DraftKings.com?
Yeah. So it's basically where you go if you into fantasy football, whether you did good or did bad this season, whatever, go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Use the code BSports with a S on the end at DraftKings.com now and play for free and you get your free deposit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they might appreciate that.
Is the code. DraftKings.com.
Free deposit.
Play for free. Yeah. And you share over you share over $100,000 in total prizes. So.
If you win, make sure you come back to next.
Right.
Give us a check,
too. Remember who told you, who put you on point.
Who the plug.
Right.
For DraftKings.com. Be sports, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move into music. Got some fresh beats popping. Brought to you by Khalil. Okay. This is where I learned my new music.
This is my favorite part of the day. All right. First and foremost, my man J. Cole, the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped he gave us a new track, High for Hours. If you're watching this, you probably already heard it. But if you haven't, make sure you go check it out after this. Duh. Also, my man Logic, a.k.a. Bobby Tarantino, gave us a new track. And if you're a fan of Super Mario Brothers, then this might sound a little familiar for you. Can we...
We'll play a little snippet.
Yeah.
That was so good at Mario Bros. I'd probably kick both of those guys' ass.
Wow.
First off, there is no scoring. And
the Mario Kart, right?
Oh, okay. No, I was thinking that you would be adventure. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Yeah, keep on it.
Listen. Oh, I can hear it.
Here we go. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my God, I'm coming with the goodness. Acting like I ain't been in it, like I ain't been pushing my limit.
I heard Logic put on nothing in a minute.
Yeah, since that last album, yeah.
Call me Bobby Tarantino, living on the level, and I'm prophesizing everything we know. Because of the internet, I made a million and another million. That's where the Gambino, he wanted the realest. I swear he the realest. But anyway, back to the subject at hand. I just performed for an hour, performed for an hour, and made myself 100 grand. Like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my God. Woo! That's lit.
So,
that's lit.
Yeah, so I rock with it. I'm like, it's cool. I've been a fan of Logic since the first Under Pressure album. Looking forward to seeing if this track leads to a new tape or I don't know.
Logic, I need to listen to stuff.
Logic is.
Gotta write that down.
Write that down.
Write that down. Logic. Who is that? Isaiah Turner.
Oh my God, Isaiah Rashad, guys.
Rashad. Isaiah Thomas plays. My bad.
Thomas.
We both got it wrong.
Isaiah Thomas, here we go.
I know, I was like, as soon as I said it, I was like, no, that's not right.
Yeah,
that's the wrong Isaiah.
I heard some of the that J. Cole though.
That Half Hours one?
Half Hours.
Heard that? Because it's not on the album, guys. It's a new track after he gave us. He just the gift that keeps.
But like one of the main points that he focuses on is like he said something about we focus so much on who's gonna be in charge and you know with Trump and all that kind of stuff. He's saying our job is to work on ourselves.
Yes, and that was the last line in his. See, somebody was paying attention.
Oh yeah,
I heard that.
Look,
our job is to
both of you.
But yeah, I mean, I think that makes sense though, because a lot of people are scared. Like, oh, I'm going back to Africa. I'm leaving. Oh, ain't nobody left me back to Africa yet. And y'all ain't got passports. But the point that he was making is that we have to, you know, within ourselves.
Inside.
Yeah, it starts with us. It's like, it doesn't matter who's in charge. It's not going to be the first time we had a president who didn't see things as they should be seen.
Yeah.
And we're going to make it through this, I believe. I will.
Yeah. Well, God is on our side, guys. He really is.
I'm a survivor. I'm not going to give up.
I'm on a
bright. Hey,
I know that song.
On a brighter side of things, my main man Tremaine Neverson gave us a new tape, the third installation to the Anticipation series. So I don't know if you guys have been fans of Trey, but like
I have been a great. I love me some Trey.
This one is dope. Like this one is. The second one was that first one was fire, and this one is fire as well. So yeah, we're just gonna go into the song.
Tyler is mind effing.
Yes.
Effing? Mm-hmm.
You know I'm trying to spend some time.
I like the beat.
I'm trying to do a little my fucking. You gon' love it, baby. Tell me, do you mind?
If you're a fan of Trey, then you know what to expect. Like the tape is straight fire.
And it's out yet? Is that already?
Yeah. It's been about a week, I believe.
It's on iTunes. It's on Apple Music.
Anticipation 3. I think this is probably gonna. I don't know. His mixtape songs never really
jump like that.
Yeah, never. But this is probably like
gonna hit. Yeah.
Yeah. So
somebody's told me before I look like Trey Songz, and
I can see that.
I don't know.
Only like a
smidge.
Yeah.
Look, if I.
You're just not as crazy as he is. Did you guys see his little rant on
I think on the stage, I'm
only here for the music. Yeah. Even when I see stuff like that, I'm like, I'm just here for
everybody
the music.
Everybody has a Kanye moment.
Exactly.
Yeah, he just tore up the stage because they shut off his, I guess he was finished. I don't know. He wasn't finished right. to him. And he just tore it. Like,
I think I would too, though. You put so much effort and energy into rehearsing and whatnot. You're going to be a little upset if somebody cuts you short.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If Chris Brown or Trey when it comes to freaky music?
Trey.
Trey?
When it comes to the whole catalog, I would take Trey over Chris Brown.
I think Trey's music is freakier for sure.
Freakier?
Freakier.
As far as, what about voice-wise?
Trey.
Chris.
I've seen Trey live. I've never seen Chris live.
Okay.
Trey is, that boy can blow. Like, he got that some boy. Real vocals on him.
You still going to Chris?
Yeah. I think Chris Brown has a ridiculous vocal range. And I've tried Trey songs.
Yeah. And I seen this video of Chris Brown impersonating Trey songs, and it was amazing.
Really?
Like, he nailed it.
Spot on?
Really? Yeah, it was great. So, no, like, not trying to say Chris ain't there
oh,
with
yeah.
him.
Right.
But vocally. If I was to choose, I would go with Trey.
Yup. There we go.
That's perfect. I think I'm going to go with Chris, because I remember when he came out with Yo.
Uh-huh.
That's when I fell in love.
But I feel
and
you.
Just,
I feel you. That album was amazing, but it's like...
And he can dance.
We haven't gotten...
And he can...
Yes, but we haven't gotten a Chris Brown self-titled album since he came out, which makes sense, because artists evolve and you change and you go in different directions with your artistry. Okay, cool, but haven't gotten anything as
fire
as that.
Right, well, Trey Songz Anticipation
3
is out. You heard it here first, though, guys, from Khalil. So, yes, unfortunately, that is our show for tonight, guys. We had some great times today. Thank you, Mariah, for sitting in with us. Before we go, can you just promote what you have coming up next so we can all see you?
Choir coming up June 17th. It might be the original place was the Wilshire Ebell Theater.
Okay.
So it might be at the same location.
And where can they follow you on your social media? Again?
Instagram is I am Mariah J. I A M M O R I A H J. And Twitter is _MariahJ.
You're not going to give them your Snapchat, your rated R version of Snapchat?
It's not even rated R. It's like more of a PG 13. _Mojo.
Just
my Snap. So.
Go ahead, Khalil.
Khalil Boo Boo on Twitter and on Instagram. Holla at the kid.
And I'm your host, Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter, Raina_LA. I'm not giving my Snapchat, but I'll give you a...
Whoa.
I
follow your snaps. You don't do nothing. It'd be boring.
Wow. You get no
That's
snap,
it. I'm going to spice shit up.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.